Thank you.
Call the meeting to order. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So a forum is established. If you'd please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Do we have any added agenda items?
No, not that I have.
There being none. Is there anybody who, or any committee member who hasn't reviewed the minutes of our last meeting? Are there any corrections or additions?
Mr. Chairman, I do have a correction. I know my name is spelled correctly here, but in the minutes, my name is incorrectly spelled.
Okay, thank you.
We do that to see if anyone looks at the minutes. We thought about having an award.
Is there anything else? I'd like to entertain a motion to approve the minutes as corrected.
I make a motion to approve the minutes as corrected.
I second it.
Moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? What I will do, we're in discussion of approving the minutes, no problem. Were you able to read the minutes?
Yes.
Do you have any changes?
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, I did have one question on the, in section 5, where we talk about, let me just find that, there was a mention of some materials that I didn't think that I had received. And I just wanted to make sure. Oh, a model charter from the League of Oregon Cities was provided. Is that something that I should have?
You don't have your notebook, do you?
You don't have your notebook.
No.
Yeah. Oh. Were you not here? Anyone who wasn't here last time might not have this.
What? I didn't have your
So two of them.
Okay.
We kind of have a notebook that's kind of got all that.
Okay, great. I just wanted to make sure. See, I read the minutes.
She really read them. Could you explain to her, since she wasn't here, that she has to do everything in?
We want to do everything.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what happens when you're not there.
You voted to do everything.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you so much.
And who else didn't get her?
Wow, do I have to read all this?
Thank you.
That's all, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Okay, it's moved and seconded. All those in favor, raise your hand, please. Opposed? Approved as amended. I'm going to turn it over to Rick for the going over the items we need to go over.
Well, we... she did a little bullet list of kind of where we were, and so what I did in PowerPoint, I went and took out the things we agreed to it, then I took out all the little reds and the underlines and made the changes you wanted. So there's less things on there now, because you probably cut half out. And then so many of the rest of them are tied to the whole one discussion of the outside thing. So it'll be a little cumbersome, but there were a few that weren't connected to that. And probably some of you did your homework and some probably didn't. But our thought was that we can get through this. We were going to be done by 7:30 tonight. If we could get through this, then we can kind of have a final rough draft. And then maybe you can decide if you want to have a public meeting then to see what the people say. Then we can come back and tweak it from there. And be ready to rest for a while. Okay, the first thing that you were, that I remembered, and I don't know if this is in some order here, but everyone did agree we wanted the mayor elected, so that was fine. Where we had a little bit of still wondering was, I believe this was on the number, the size, basically, a 7-person council or a five-person council. Mm-hmm. It, we never actually resolved that. So, again, theirs are the four cities that I took their charters for you new folks, thinking Damascus is the newest city in Oregon, next to us. And then you had Culver and Triangle and Sisters, three Central Oregon cities, one bigger at 10,000, Sisters a little bigger by a few hundred, Culver a little smaller by a couple hundred. Sisters just went, or Culver just went to a seven-person council. Sisters is still a five. And Culver is 100 years old, just did that last year, I think. They've been five up to that point. So, you know, the things to consider are, is it hard to get people to run? Is it hard to get good people to run? Is it to get challengers? It makes the council bigger, more cumbersome, more talking, makes meetings longer, but you have also more opinions, mm-hmm. more people are involved. So, Ken was at the League of Oregon Cities, like the advice they gave him to not. They were saying,
right.
They were saying, you know, seven is more complicated than five.
Yeah, it was a continuous stream of comments about seven being a harder way to get down the road to a solution. So.
But there's no right or wrong.
And Rick, so how long has Culver been a city?
100 years.
Oh, you just said that. I'm sorry. but were they incorporated recently?
No, they're a 100-year city.
Oh, okay.
All the cities in Central Oregon in the last couple, 3 years have celebrated their 100th year of incorporation. Madras, Culver, Redmond.
Right.
Ben did it a few years ago. So.
And they went from the five to the seven?
Yes.
Okay.
They just...
So they've been doing it for a while then, having a council.
What's the...
Oh, they've had a council for 100 years.
Yeah.
What's okay. the process for that? I mean, if we start out at five...
Next time we amend the charter, you know, and you'll come back in a few years and amend the charter. Could be 10 years. It's not something you do every year or two.
But it's not something that we can't do later on.
No. Oh, no, not at all.
Is there any indication why they went to seven?
You know, my guess is some more people wanted it, thought they wanted to run it, thought more could run if there were seven. I mean, it depends on the year. What you'll find sometimes is people, like in Madras as an example, there's no challenge race. Mm-hmm. All that are running are going to get elected. You know, so you kind of go through these cycles of apathy and everything. So it depends if there's controversy. Controversy brings out people. And then when things kind of settle in, you know, it's kind of... I think if I was doing it, I would think I would start with five and then grow to seven. Unless someone has a burning desire that... There's no right or wrong. I would say most smaller cities have five. And at some point as they grow, they go to seven. That's kind of a...
Why don't we go around the table and each one say either five or seven?
Five.
Now, there's no peer pressure. Patty, remember, is your bullet points. Again, keep track of these. So we've solved that to five. We already decided the mayor's going to be elected.
Yep.
So, I think pretty much. I guess there's. Do you want the mayor to vote?
Yeah.
So go ahead, maybe talk. You know, okay. There are two ways of doing that. Just to refresh, some cities, all of these, I think pretty much the mayor votes. Matters the mayor doesn't vote. Only in a tie. The net effect is the same. The only thing is sometimes you don't know where the mayor stands and. I used to, when I was mayor, you know, I wouldn't always say once in a while, so that I could agree with both sides later. there's some actual advantage to it occasionally, but most cities, it would appear, the mayor votes.
So we decided, and I did see that in the minutes, that the mayor would be elected, mm-hmm. but I'm not clear, is that elected by the council?
No,
by the citizens.
So how will that be handled this first go-round? with...
Well, that's all addressed in here, how that all, once we approve this in May, the next cycle, it takes a little while to wash this out.
Okay.
But that's all addressed, how that happens. But so this next mayor, in this election coming up in January, they will appoint a mayor. And then the, however that cycles, in about next a year and a half later or something, then someone would run for mayor.
Okay.
So you'll be stuck with the one they appoint for...
Out of the five.
Yeah, out of about a year and a half.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Is that mayor that is elected by the city citizens,
voters.
City voters, also on the council?
Oh, yeah. The mayor votes. They're one of the councilmen, but they're the mayor. But they are elected mayor. It's a stronger form of mayor. And you'll see,
this one's interesting.
The mayor is appointed in sisters from the five, like you do now. Ben appoints their mayor from within the seven.
Uh-huh.
Redmond, Prango, Madras, Culver, and Metolius all elect their mayor, regardless of the size of the council. Mm-hmm. And it tends to be a stronger mayor form. They tend to be a little more visible as a leader in the city. It can keep away some politics. What happens in Bend a lot, the three that are coming on then try to forge up with someone as to who they want, and it's a little bit of a game that can go on.
Mm-hmm.
Then sometimes they just figure you automatically rotate it to the next person, even if that person shouldn't be mayor, because maybe they just don't have the qualities that you need in a mayor, but then people don't have the guts to tell them no. And it's, you know, a head-to-head race gives you kind of, that person wants to be mayor, they run for mayor, and you can ask the mayor's specific questions about leadership and what do they see.
Mm-hmm.
But again, there's no wrong answer to that. It's a little bit of a mixed bag. Most mayors are elected. Smaller towns appoint, but Ben would switch. A bunch of people in Ben want him to switch. But then the ones on the council never like to switch because they all get their turn as mayor.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Kind of.
Okay. So, vote or vote only in a tie? Let's go around the table.
Mr. Chairman, why don't you start this time so the same person doesn't pick on first?
I'll start with you.
I was picked on first last time.
No, you were last.
Vote in all matters or only in a tie?
Oh, I like the tie thing.
Tie? Can I save myself for last?
Sure.
I think they should always vote.
Okay.
I think in a tie?
Always vote.
Tie. We both said tie.
Mayor should always vote.
Always vote?
Yeah.
It's about 5-2 at this point, or 6-2. I lost track. But
Did you record that?
Not really.
Did your neighbor know who votes for what?
Yeah, because I don't know.
No, I know. Well, how many people do we have?
We have eight.
So it wasn't 6.
Yeah, I think what I have is 43.
And you haven't said it.
But I need to go around so she can. You said tie. Linda said tie.
Mm-hmm.
Or Linda Bonin said tie. Linda Johnson said
always.
Vote. Mm-hmm. Tie. Ken tie.
I said always.
Patrice vote.
Two ties.
Tie.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
And you said tie? Mm-hmm. What did you say?
I said tie.
And you said always. So it's, right now it's 4 for a tie and 3 mm-hmm. for always.
And you have recorded who did what?
Which ones?
Yeah.
We don't have
that. Well, you don't have to. I noticed you did in the previous minute.
What about you?
Okay, I'm going to go with tie.
That's only on formal motions where, you know, that's when
individually
tally.
Is that I think that we should spend just a minute, because you want to try to reach consensus. Is that a deal breaker for anyone, or just kind of a, you know, that you're going to go out and oppose the charter? I mean, is it that big of a deal to you whether they vote always or a tie? Because these are the things you want to try to flush out and discuss longer.
Maybe we should have some discussion.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that because it's a small city council, five, that he would, that the, and the mayor is a part of that, comes on as a city council member, that their vote should matter in these things. Their vote is important in the issues. That's what I think.
You're saying he's coming on as city council. Well, he's going to be elected as mayor.
Well, we're going to be voted in as part of the city council.
Yeah, he's going to be elected as mayor, so...
No, at the beginning, he'll be voted in as city council, right?
Yeah.
If the charter goes through, he will be voted in as mayor.
Yeah. Don't worry about that transition
okay.
one.
Okay.
I mean, just looking in the future, someone will go out and run. Someone will go run for mayor.
As far as a vote goes...
The vote counts. That's my opinion.
But as I think as far as the vote goes, it doesn't matter either way.
Mm-hmm.
If three members, whether the mayor votes or not, if three members vote, that's the way it's going to be. And mm-hmm. if he were one of, he or she were one of those members, then it would just be the mayor going first mm-hmm. instead of somebody else.
I think that Rick said it, spoke to it last time about the fact that, you know, very seldom, there's very few times that you're going to see a mayor have to break a tie. And in a small city, you know, you've got a lot of teamwork and unanimity.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that it affords an option of seeing the four members and if it goes to a point where it's got to break a tie, then it's an easy thing to do.
A little bit, I guess you could say, is a little bit that the mayor can be a little more neutral,
right?
Just to facilitate the meeting, that mm-hmm. type of thing, and doesn't have to.
I see.
Get into yeah. kind of the diciness mm-hmm. because really mm-hmm. if the mayor voted, like you're right, it does not matter because you have whether they vote or not, unless there's a tie. Otherwise, it doesn't change the results. So it's really, do they just kind of get to be a little more neutral at times and facilitate the meeting? And then a lot of times they very well will say, "Hey, I don't support this because trying to convince council
right.
persons," but. I think that's why some city councils don't have the mayor vote.
Yeah, is
but all of these do.
Yeah, oh, there's no right or wrong. There's 300 cities.
Yeah. And another point, there's nothing that precludes the mayor during discussion of mm-hmm. Saying what she or he believes.
Also, Mike, if I can say that what Rick said about, you know, it allows the mayor to run concentrate on somewhat on the meeting and facilitate it. And there's a lot. I think there's a lot to pay attention to by the mayor to facilitate a meeting and to talk about things and make sure that everybody around the table has had their say. And I think there's more to that than we really think about. I'm seeing Kitty shake her head back there, and I was just going to go
that's
and say.
Not her head. I'm not shaking.
Yeah, but just the fact that I think it is a big piece of the work, and I think it would lead to a smoother running council, mm-hmm. everybody would have a better feeling about their participation.
Yeah, if I could add, I know when I first said I think that the mayor should vote, I'm kind of, you know, I think along the lines with Sandy that felt more fair. But now that we're having the discussion, I think I'd like to change it and say the mayor should be a tiebreaker because I think it does add that just sort of that presence that they can break the tie.
Right.
And that could be needed and does allow them, you know, to your point, Ken. So I think it would be good just to have it as a tiebreaker.
Is there any more discussion? Well, why don't we do a re-vote? Just a cast. Raise your hand if you want to vote that the mayor votes only in a tie situation.
Consensus.
Yeah.
Good. Got that down there? Yeah. That was a good discussion, and yeah, it'll make you kind of, you know, it'll make you a little bit interesting. It could be kind of fun for you, and see how that goes.
And it ends up the same way regardless.
What is,
I mean, the same way,
votes.
Same results.
Yes.
So.
How is it now?
She votes. Uh-huh. Every time.
Whether she wants to or not.
Well, what, you know what happens is, we used to do this, when you do it, you get this. You know, we'd, a couple times for fun, we would set them up for a tie to make them vote. Get some controversial issue and say, well, we're just going to split this 2-2. And the pressure's on then. And it's kind of... You have to laugh. This has to be fun. This is a volunteer job. You're doing the people's work in the community. It's serious, but you can have a good time. And you know, you'll find... How many split votes have you guys had?
Not many.
I mean...
We have 2 or 3 of them a year, maybe.
Yeah. And that's normal. Well, Katie, did we get... Oh, the number of people on the council total. Did we decide that?
Yeah.
We did that.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Are we going to vote and second it on the mayor votes?
I don't think we have to.
We have a consensus.
We don't have a motion or a second. No. We don't do that.
You don't really have to have motions on each.
Oh, okay.
When we're all done, you kind of say, this is a charter we want to do, then I think you would... Okay, back there.
Mm,
so most of these things
were
the
compelling.
Yeah, we did that.
The compelling
counselors. Oh, and this will get a little bit mixed up with that whole out of district person. It's like, you know, because if we're gonna have 5, do we want the mayor to serve 2 or 4 year terms? I know that's one we have to resolve. The mayor, there they are, you know, most all mayors are 2 year terms. There are some cities that are 4, Portland's 4, you know.
I would like to see a 2 year term because the mayor is not getting paid. Are we paying?
Oh, no.
For her? Okay. They're going to get tired after 2 years. I mean, they put up with a lot of stuff.
4 sounds like a long time.
I mean, I like the 2 year myself.
The model charter has 4, but that no one seems to follow that.
The reason I like the 4, I think about the person, you know, when they make the decision that they want to run for mayor, they've already... already evaluated themselves and their mind and the job that it's going to take. In a 2 year term, you know, I just think 2 years will go just like that. And I don't think the mayor has time. I don't think a 2 year term gives that person the time to provide the continuity, you know, that that you can have by having a person that's going to be there for 4 years. Because, you know, you elect them. And then a year and a half later, guess what? You're running again.
Yep.
So you're actually only running for a year and a half. I mean, you're only going to be the mayor for a year and a half, in effect, that you don't have, all of a sudden, something else on your mind to worry about. I think it goes back to, like, having the mayor separate to break a tie. You've got somebody that can concentrate on that job for 4 years. That's why I think it's 4 years. Is a good point.
Any other comments?
I agree with the 4 years, so that the mayor can establish and get things done. I compare it to our own presidency of the United States. They have 4 years, but they really need more to really get something done, I think.
Well, yeah, because 2 years down the road, they're trying to resign again.
No, that's true, Ken. You're totally true. And if it's going to cost them to run, they want a 4 year term.
I think it'll bring them out.
It could be more solid.
Yeah, I think that we'd have trouble getting someone to run for 4 years?
You know what? I don't personally don't think that's an issue we ought to even address here. I mean, look at us now. We've got seven people interested in, or that's running. I think that maybe this whole idea of having a city has finally settled down on some people, and therefore you've got more people, and the idea of engaging them more. I'm all for engaging them through direct mailings to, you know. So I just think that we will have a person who wants to run because he's going to run for a long enough period, and you're going to have the city engaged, and it's not really something we ought to key our idea on whether we're going to get them out there or not. I think Rick spoke well to it that you're going to have this. Mm-hmm. We our lives and our world is all oscillations of ups and downs. And
Rick, so the models for these other four cities, though, they've all done 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
do you have any feedback on that?
Well, I mean, for a couple of reasons. One is that then what they tend to do is councilmen always run for 4 years. Mm-hmm. And we say councilman, councilwoman, whatever, council. But councilmen run for 4 years. So which means every... You have six or four, depending on the size of your council. And that means every other year, you got three of them or two of them running. By the mayor doing a two-year term, you then have a four of seven or three of five or a majority every 2 years. If you do it with a four-year term and you have a bad situation, you are locked in. You don't get to change the majority, but every 4 years. Mm. That's the difference. And so mayors run every 2 years generally, and always, in our case, we've decided five, you would have two councilmen. And so there's three people up every 2 years. What you would do under this scenario, otherwise you're going to have one election, you'll only have two running, and you will, because you're going to have to skip that cycle. If everyone's happy and going great, they'd probably like it. If you get into a bad situation, some would say it doesn't give you that ability to change it. 4 years is a long time. Mm-hmm. County commissions have three, and they'll have 2-1 cycle. And then won the next. And like in this case, this time you got Tony DeBone's seat and Tammy Bainey, but Tammy won the primary on both sides, so there's no competition there. But next time it'll just be Alan Unger. And then 2 years later there'll be two. Now, because you're thinking about throwing in an outsider, then you have to think of how long is that term.
Mm-hmm. And so if a mayor was a 2-year term, was 2 years, they could, well, then they'd have to run again. I mean, if they could be elected mayor again for 2 years.
Oh, theory. Most mayors do.
Yeah.
First of all, lots of mayors come off the council. They serve a term on the council, then they run for mayor. Mm-hmm. So they could have had 4 years in already when they run for mayor. Mm-hmm. You know, but sometimes they do just run, you know, right straight to mayor and to a 2-year term.
So there's no voting, getting rid of the mayor if they're
right.
I mean,
during their term.
Recall is the only way to.
It's probably a big
do
process.
That.
I think looking at the negative side of it more than and being on the positive side, that it's, you know, you're going to have an equal a chance that you're going to have a okay situation, as you are a difficult situation.
Well, the okay situation, the difference is they can run again and you'd be happy to have them run again. If you have a bad one, it gives you an automatic out to kind of move them on if you want to. Yeah. I mean, the mayor sits in the middle and they are the ceremonial head of the city.
What would the people want?
They didn't say
no. Well, people of the time, what do you think they would want?
Well, they're the ones going to elect him for 4 or 2 years.
For
you
know. 2 years.
Did, was that, I don't think that was on the question. No.
Do we have any more discussion on 2 or 4 years?
You don't think that a 4-year term would offer more continuity, and if you get a good, strong leader as a mayor in there, that
it'd be an advantage.
An argument against that is a 2-year term can be renewed.
Mm-hmm. Most if of the mayors,
if the mayor's that good, he or she probably would get.
You know, the last time I was there, I ran 3 times. I was there for 5.5 years. And I ran 3 times. The mayor of Prineville, Wendell, he's run a couple times. John Allen Under ran 4 times in Redmond, probably. And of course, Ben and Sisters of Point. The mayor in Culver, nice young lady, is actually running for her second. She's running for a second time right now. And the same as the mayor Metolius, they run for 2-year terms, and she's mm-hmm. on her. She's running for her second time. I don't know why they. I'm thinking it's just that they want them to rotate or want the option. I'm assuming that that's why all these cities have done the 2-year deal.
The option.
Any more discussion? Kenneth, we'll start with you and go that way. I'm for 4.
2.
After listening, I think 2 is good because the people can re-vote for the new mayor if they are really happy with him. They can decide if it's the mayor is substantial.
I still kind of like 4.
Like 4?
2. Where else did?
Over here, 4. I would like 4. But 5... the majority wants 2. So 2. And it's not a big deal. As Rick said earlier, a consensus.
Well, you know, when we go out to the public and we have a meeting, you might hear from more folks.
Yeah, right. They might decide they wanted a different.
And then you guys will be able to come back and we'll revisit these issues.
And I guess along with does the charter specify even or odd years for the mayor?
I'll say odd, it would appear.
Wait a minute. Oh, yeah, it does. Okay. Do we need to do that?
We'll have to. That's something to the attorney. We'll figure out because when we're adopting it in 2011, and, you know, do we want to change it? That person that's on the council, is your there's one issue of transitioning and then kind of getting it in cycle. So we'll have to work on that. So I really can't answer that.
And in Section 7 on the counselors, it does say that...
Yeah, counselors...
Who will be...
Counselors, you can do what you want. You could make counselors 2-year terms. You can make them 4-year terms. You could make...
But what did we do that already?
No, because... Again, all of this muddles up a little bit with this outside deal. Do you want that outsider to be a 4-year term or a 2-year term? If you're going to make a 4-year term, then it's going to be pretty traditional 2-2-2s, 2-2, you know, every 2 years, plus the mayor. If you try to make the outsider a 2-year term, then that's going to mean you could have 4 people running. You'd have 4 people running one time. It would end up being off a little because you'd end up with 2 people that only have 2-year terms, the mayor and this outsider, and you'd have 3 people with 4-year terms. So it would alternate off. If you decide to keep the outsider, if you have an outsider, a 4-year term, then it's. So, at some point, this whole outsider thing, you have to get into that and then decide what you're doing with it.
Okay. Well, I think...
I'm assuming council, but in general, you want 4 years.
I think we probably want to take some of the easier ones first.
Well, we're probably running out of... should I say at least 1 year? I think the mayor and each council must be qualified by one year. And the reason this is in here, it says you have to live in the city, but if we have one council person that isn't, then this whole thing has to be changed. That's the only reason that's there. Absence. Remember, you were debating that a while.
Yeah,
30 days without council or 60. You guys kind of.
No, we don't. We fixed it all.
Fixed it. Oh, did you?
Yeah, we put it at the end after 60 days with council's approval.
Well, maybe I just didn't take that off. So you ended up saying maybe that's not even on here.
Yeah, it was. We did it.
Is it in the minutes?
It's right it. Here too. We changed it, and we were real happy with the way we
did
it.
Then what again do we want that to be?
It says here.
60 days. We just changed. What section is that?
Section 31.
The committee also agreed on absence from the city more than 30 days within a 60-day period. Without council consent.
Yes.
Regarding the councilor.
We changed it from after the 30 days. We took it from after the 30 days and put it after the 60 days.
That's right. So, after.
Oh, that's right. That's
right. Absence from the city.
Yeah. For 30 days. Or.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
From all council meetings within a 60-day period without the council consent.
Without. So that's if they give you permission to be gone, you could.
Yes.
That's what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay. Make sure you get that, Patty. Mm-hmm. We'll be back. Okay.
But Rick, it didn't look to me like. Are you saying that a decision was made that we would elect, we would have a council member outside of the.
Pound gorilla in the corner.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I want to be part of that discussion.
Well, do we have one now?
No, but let's start that when we get there.
In the new election, is there one?
Well, no, that's what you get to decide.
That's what we're discussing.
But not right now.
Because
that's
the
biggest thing we have to get through.
I see. It's real involved.
Okay, so that's an open item.
Yes, that's actually probably where we're headed here right now.
Okay.
Now, you can start working on that. So then I'll have to have the attorney help draw up stuff and everything, because there's nothing that we can go by.
Wasn't there something about compelling? Compelling, yeah.
Oh, that's selling.
Can we check into the wording?
Yeah, I remember that compelling. Okay.
Yeah, it's section 12.
Section 12?
Are we there now?
Yeah, there's 12. I did. Yes.
Okay. I looked at a lot of charters, and they're all pretty simple.
Okay.
And I even found Florence's in here.
Oh, good.
Compelling attendance. The council may adjourn from time to time to compel the attendance of absent members.
What is that?
Now, let's give us a scenario so we know what we're talking about.
Two people show up at a regular meeting.
All right.
Okay? You've got to have three to have a quorum.
Right.
The two members can go into a mode of compelling, calling on the phone. There's one in here where they send the sheriff out. You know, or no, it's the, they call him the, let me get to this one. Here it is. Should any member neglect to attend any meeting of the council when notified by the marshal or other officer that his attendance is necessary to form a quorum, or should any member leave the council while in session without the consent of said council, when such leaving would break the quorum, he may be fined in any sum not exceeding $50 by the mayor, who may be acting as chairman or alderman.
What city is that?
That's
Florence?
No, that's not Florence. All Florence says about it is that the council may adjourn from time to time to compel the attendance of absent members. And then in that, adjourning meetings follows along in a different section, any meeting of the council may be adjourned to a later date and time, provided that no adjournment shall be for a longer period than until the next regular meeting. I mean,
that's probably older charter.
Yeah, I don't know what was, there's nothing there that says what compels the meeting to happen.
They're stonewalling something.
I mean,
isn't that just, wouldn't they do it if they didn't want to take a vote and they're mad at something and they're just not going to be there?
I think that my recommendation would be, because I would take the template, Damascus reads that way, and they live in the city, and just because it's kind of, you start tinkering with it, what do you do with it? You know, that just isn't going to be a big problem. I mean, of all the things in your charter, that's probably one, you know. I mean, people aren't going to be reelected very often if they start storming out of meetings and to play a game on a vote.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Except for apparently in that one town.
Where they have a marshal, and you know, they could do all the fine thing. That could be a theme. We could get them a hat and a badge and everything. It could be kind of fun.
Sure. Is there anyone on the stand at the door?
Not one yet. Well, you volunteered to be the bouncer. See, she'd run.
I'd like to see a vote of hands that would leave Section 12 as written.
May I just ask one thing?
Yes.
How do you compel?
Yeah.
If just two people show up and they don't have a quorum, you compel because it's okay to do it over the phone? Or you call them and say you have to be here? How do you compel it? How do you carry it out?
This is wide open. It's however you want to do it.
I think
This is pretty good,
and it's well put here, as prescribed by council rules. I think the compelling side of it,
and
can
then
be
on council rules, it does these council rules, which we got from these four cities. Some of them that have council rules,
right.
They address that.
Okay,
and they use this word compel. Here is.
I mean, we got it in here. That
Culver's, under the council rules, says the council may adjourn from day to day to compel the attendance. Basically, they're calling you saying you got to show up. I mean, if they don't at some point.
Oh, I see. Is that like an emergency meeting?
Well, it's probably an important issue then.
Okay. Yeah, well, that makes sense.
Well, what are our council rules right now?
We don't. Because otherwise, they adjourn to the next meeting.
Council rules will be adopted, to go with the charter. And you do those by ordinance, so that if you want to change them, you don't go to vote of the people.
Oh, good.
Right.
That's why they're saying it by council rules. It's giving you the flexibility to change how you want to do it.
Yeah. And that's what I was referring to, really. You
could hire your sheriff if you wanted. You could add those things.
Okay.
But it's not in the charter.
All right.
Okay.
Let's get back to the...
compelling. Mm-hmm.
Section 12, as written. Who's in favor of that? Please raise your hand.
As prescribed by council rules.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Unanimous.
Okay. Now you're down to your kind of...
Now we're down to the non-resident, right?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess to start off with, we probably ought to... review whether we want to have non-residents, because everything goes away if we decide everybody's
has to,
all members have to be a resident. And I guess I would start off with, is there any city in the state of Oregon who has non-residents as a council member that you know of?
My understanding is there are none. League of Oregon City said there's none. There are two ghost towns, Shanico and Greenhorn. And there's actually a ghost town legislation, because in order to keep them as cities, where they are really no residents, and then the legislature actually, by a vote of the legislature, authorized where people could be on the city council and not live in the ghost town. So it's a ghost town ordinance, or not ordinance, legislation, ORSs. There are no currently incorporated regular cities that allow outside
Before we take a vote, I'd like to call for a discussion.
Everybody's going to have time to discuss this. We are now open for discussion. Would you
so
like
the,
to start?
The survey that was done, I noticed the people were
that was
against
a,
it.
Well, that's a very low attendance at that. Okay. We don't know if those people are actively participants in the city of Lapine or would vote or what. Okay. You know, I'm not saying it wasn't valid, and I certainly appreciate that we at least had a survey to go through.
How many were in the survey?
63 total, I think.
I was there. I never found the survey.
It was our booth.
Okay. So, I mean, there's a lot of people...
Well, Linda's saying it's true. I mean, you know, it's just like, it's anecdotal. You know, it's just kind of saying of those who answered, that's what they said.
That's a lot, though. Were they all members of the, citizens within the city limits?
They said they were.
Okay.
No, but the majority that said no were out of city, weren't they?
Well, by two votes.
Oh, yeah.
So our minutes are wrong, one that said that they all, most of them voted to live.
You're talking about this, right?
Yeah.
Ooh,
it's in the
minutes.
It
should have been.
Okay, thank you. The minutes said, I'm sorry, what did you say?
Well, I thought the minutes said that they voted, one voted that they did not want an out-of-city person.
Yes.
Well, here's, should a counselor be required to live inside the city? The residents said a 9-to-5 yes. The outsiders, 25 said yes and 31 said no. So there was six of them. And so what's that, about a 55-45 or...
Whatever.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But to me it sort of seems to be pretty close.
Yeah. There were non-residents voting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the minutes, Linda, on page 4. It says, last paragraph, it says, the informal poll results of that question from city residents were against a non-resident counselor.
A majority is what you said.
Yeah.
An informal poll.
Yeah, the poll that...
Well, it's 34... Yes.
Yeah, but 36 said no, they didn't have to live inside the city limits, so it's backwards.
No, most of those were outside the city. But I know, but here's the 78 up here, 78 people. So 78 surveys were collected,
yeah.
And of that 78...
City residents.
Well, that doesn't add up to 78.
No.
No,
that's how many people lived outside the city limits and how many lived inside the city limits. So there were 78 people total that did the survey.
They didn't all vote on all matters.
I got you.
So 36 of those 78, inside and outside, said no, they didn't need to live inside the city limits. So I just thought that the minutes said that the majority said yes, they needed to live inside the city limits.
The vast majority of
residents
said that.
They had to live in the
city
limits.
Okay. Almost 2-to-1.
Yeah.
15
residents. So live
is there any discussion? More discussion?
Yeah.
I
think you're
last
way.
Yes, I remember your comment. I'm a business person with a business in the city, and I live outside the city, and anybody who doesn't think I don't have clout with the city council by virtue of me being a business person is just out of touch.
Well, I just let her say what she
said. I live outside the city limits. I own property in town and I own a business. I don't feel I have a right to tell you guys how to run your city. I don't live in the city. I just don't feel that right. You could have an advisory board meeting.
Somebody else who said that to me.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
Yeah, I didn't hear you say that.
No.
Somebody else must have. There were. Somebody did say that to me. But.
I want to be on the advisory committee.
An advisory committee that is non-residents that could.
All of our committees have a lot of people on them. Planning, public works, any committee we have has actually one under half, just so it's not a majority. But so if we have most of them are seven members, and so three of seven can live anywhere as it is right now.
So that could be a standing committee.
What
could be a standing committee of the of the council, or not committee, or maybe a advisory board or something from non-residents?
Well, I think the point
apparently that isn't common.
I think what Rick was making was that, you know, we have a planning commission.
Mm-hmm. And three of those people.
Three of those people out there are outside the city.
Yes.
We have a utilities committee. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it's going to be reworked a little bit tomorrow night, but there's going to be voting members from outside the city on that committee. We've got a public works committee coming up that's mm-hmm. going to have people from outside. I've honestly thought about this, I've got lots of friends outside, and I've heard them saying, you know, we ought to have some say. I've used two things as a measure. One is, we know we're a unique city. We think we are, and I think we know we are. But we can't expect the fact that we're the only city in the state that's unique enough to go this route.
In other words,
every city has probably come up with this problem before. Damascus, no doubt, came up with it. I've finally come to the decision or the conclusion that we have an alternative to bring outside members in, outside the city limit members in, to help us as a council make decisions that benefit them mm-hmm. or to take their concerns and their interests into consideration.
Any more comments?
Yeah, I have a comment. Well, I was one of those that I did fill out the survey. I live in the city limits, and I did say that I felt we should have outside members. And the reason that I said that was I feel like the demographic or the size of the city limits mm-hmm. is small, and that we have a lot of really talented, you know, people that want to contribute that live in the entire demographic, and I just don't think that we should exclude them, or people that do own a business in the city limits but don't happen to live there. And I just felt like we needed all the help we could get.
Exactly.
Is my opinion. So I'm more of a proponent of opening the door, so to speak.
And I'd like to add to that in the fact that we are shooting ourselves in the foot if we think that we can get really well-qualified people from this tiny little area. Look at what a struggle it has been since we became incorporated to get people in. And you have to look at a lot of the people inside the core area are transit people. They're here because rent is cheap. They're renters. They go to Bend. They don't care. They're not going to vote. They're on the way up and out. And I just think if you look around at some of these other boards, you have, how can you say no to someone that I've worked with several of them on the chamber and everything else from Midstate Electric? Why shouldn't they have someone that works at Midstate, has vast professional abilities, be able to be on the city council, or somebody from the clinic? Look at all the people, the doctors, the new executive director. I mean, why shouldn't they be able to have a say-so on what goes on in the city? And they're just two of many businesses that will
be moving in. And I just think we'd have a bigger pool and we could have some really well-qualified people to that would run to be on our council.
Well, and let's face it, the city, when it was incorporated and it passed this last time, my understanding, it was designed. I mean, it didn't pass before, but they reduced the area specifically to, like, okay, this is how we can start
to get this passed. Right.
So it was targeted that way. It doesn't mean that there wasn't people outside that would have voted yay. I'm sure a lot would have voted no, too, but it took a while to even get the city incorporated.
I'm sorry, I've already spoken, so you go ahead, please.
I don't know if this is unique or what, but if other cities have this same thing, that I live in Lapine. Okay, you know, a lot of people live in Lapine. In this city, when we were going to be a city, I thought the whole thing was going to be a city. Well, that couldn't happen because of the water or something. I don't know,
water and sewer services. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I understand that. But now, if you live in Madras, don't you live in the city of Madras? Or is there an outlying area of Madras where a bunch of Madras people
have? I mean, all cities have houses around them outside.
And those people that live there can't vote in the city, and they can't do anything in the city. And anyway, that's kind of off the subject a little bit. But there's a lot of people, she said, that work here, have property here in the city, and may want to sleep in their office for a year before they come
back. I just wanted to say, there was a survey done for this last successful incorporation try, and the reason why the boundaries were drawn the way they were is because the votes were not out there. The people farther out, we're not going to vote for incorporation. The numbers just aren't there.
I would ask you to consider the fact that one is that we've seen from the beginning a sort of a change. We've seen people come and go, drop in and out, and everything. And then you had a period, or you have a, you can speak to the fact that our first mayor dropped out for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I dropped out for a specific same reason, and we're now feel that we're able, and we're being told that, you know, and feeling better. So we, here we are back looking at this again. So we've seen a progression. We fall into a trap if we keep saying that, well, we don't have people coming to serve. The other piece is that, you know, as the city gets itself in place, the ordinances get written, and all of the rules get put in place, you will have the committees, the public works, you will have the planning commission, the utility, these others, they will be bringing to the council the things that they're recommending the council work on. And those committees will be having input from these people outside the city. So the city council is not going to be inventing the wheel, they're not going to be working to get through some difficult things. They're actually going to be operating on recommendations from the numerous committees in the city on a subject that is gone to them first. So it's not like you're not giving the community out there a voice. That voice has already been said when it comes to the council. Here's what we would like to do or see done for this city. And you've always got to remember that the people who are inside the city are the ones that are going to approve this charter. Any more comments?
Yeah, I had a comment. You were saying that businesses should have a say?
No, I said, why shouldn't they? They work here and...
They work here, but do they live here? And what company owns them? Like, if you get a corporation in here, that corporation guy could be in New York City and you're wanting to vote on our council?
Well,
they'd have to live here. I mean, they'd have to live in the Pine Area.
They would have to live if... For those of you who weren't here last time, we went over. If we have non-resident council members, we will have to describe
what we want,
what where they live, or put limits on certain things.
Districts or something.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's a little bit more complicated.
Okay.
Any more comments?
We haven't heard from two. This is an issue we need to hear from everyone.
I'm just going to move into the city. Since I want to be on the city council, so, you know.
You do?
I have an extra dress.
A few years down the road. So I'll just move into the city. I mean, I'm really biased about it because I live outside of city limits and I really want to be a part of the city. So I'm just going to have to find a place in the city limits.
Well, you know, it's also, if we decided, yes, we want to, you know, it's going to be okay to have someone outside of the city be on council, they still have to get voted in.
Yeah.
Well, except you would probably have a position that's outside the city.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be open to every. Right. It wouldn't be a position, one position
it's
open
a special
to every.
Position.
Yeah. I doubt that we would do that.
What's that now?
Have a certain number of positions that are resident and one position that can be or may not be resident.
Yeah, well actually that we can hit on that again. We'll have to position number for sure. We also can do it even if you don't. You want to have people running head to head, like, you know, so that's something we could ask about. But because right now you have three people running, but it's not head to head. The mayor obviously is going to be head to head because we're going to elect our mayor, but you can have position numbers. Damascus has position numbers. If you have an outsider, we're going to have position numbers. Yeah. You know, and then is everyone else at large? The other three councilmen, are they at large or are they head to head? So.
Any more comments?
We want to hear from her.
I live out of the city. And I always wanted to be part of the city, and I could never be part of the city. To be in anything. But listening to Ken, I can see that there would be a chance to be on committees, to be able to get what you want, not what you want, but to help to get what you want.
I think the key point here is being part of the management of the city doesn't necessarily mean you have to be a councilor or the mayor.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
I like the way you said it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, see, I heard both ways from you. With what I heard you say, I heard you going for it at the first part and more not going towards the second conversation, so I heard it both ways from you.
Well,
I heard my argument for and against both.
I'm gonna one last time. Anything? And then we're gonna have a show of hands for council members must be residents of the city. Please raise your hand if you want the council members must be City of Lapine residents. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's.
Here, could I discuss why I'm voting in the other direction? Because I've discovered through this discussion that there will be parameters set. We get to set where, they're not going to be from New York, you know, obviously.
Nope.
We get to set the parameter. We get to set the
right.
Oh yes, that will be
where this person is
that
from.
Will be another whole process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's not like wide open. This person is from anywhere.
It's 4 and 4, I think, right? Yeah.
It's 4 and 4. I want to break this down just because it'd be fun. The people who want to require they be in the site of the city, raise your hands. The four of you. Get your hands up there so everyone can see. Vicki, can you see? All right. No, you wanted to be in the city?
No.
Okay, then keep your hand down. How many of you are, keep your hands up, city residents? Two and two. So the other one's going to be, okay, of those who want county residents, the four of you, raise your hand.
County.
And those in
Lapine, Greater Lapine.
Okay, how many of you are live inside the city?
Well.
So it's two and two. So I was just trying to see if you notice it's the city folks, but what you're doing is you're saying it's split and it's split.
Uh-huh. It's a true split.
It is a true split. You can't be any more split than that. Maybe then what we're going to have a hearing, or not a hearing, we'll have a public thing and maybe and really get it out that that's something we want to hear from people.
Let's do that.
And then
ask them
back.
If they live in the city.
We can actually have a poll there if you want.
And are they active in the city, and is this really something they want to care about?
We can write up a survey that really on that question that, you know, so you live in, you live out, and so on and so forth. And just kind of give you an idea of, you know, that's something people might enjoy that. And I think what would be fun there is have the four that are on this side kind of articulate why they think that, and the four on the other side. Because people don't understand. You can't just flop it out there. You need to kind of do what you guys did. And we'll do that after the election, so it doesn't become an election issue.
Oh,
and the election's
okay.
Only 3 weeks from now anyway.
Okay.
One thing I would like to do along with that, the survey goes out and says, you know, do we want council members to be residents of the city or not? And a lot of the people who are completing the survey do not know what the duties of council is. If we could just have maybe a little,
sure.
You know, what is it that the council does?
And maybe we don't hand that survey out till after you've had your little discussion.
Right.
So they don't answer it ahead.
Because they won't have full understanding of what.
Yeah.
Without the discussion.
Well, it doesn't mean the entire council is open to that, but it looks like one or two positions.
Well, and this, what I'd like to do is
that would be the next.
You need to kind of spend a few minutes here, maybe not getting into the worst ones, but I think in order to have that discussion, people are going to want to know
if it were,
because if it's no, we know, that's easy.
Yeah.
But if it were, a few of the parameters of that. I think one of the big ones is where can they live and be eligible? You said they could live in another state.
No.
So I think where you want them to live is kind of, and this isn't a decision, but we're, pretend for a second, even those of you who don't want them to be eligible, then, but pretend for this discussion, you're okay with it, because if you do what you want it to be, the best it can be. So what is your thoughts on where should they be able to live?
5 mile radius.
No. That goes down to North Klamath County.
No, but there's Lapine people.
I think it needs to be south of Deschutes County within the zip code of 97739.
I live in Wadden Trail. I'm in Klamath County, and I'm in the 97739.
No, that's why I said it has to be south Deschutes County.
But not Deschutes County, she said.
Oh, yeah.
Just the zip code.
Yeah.
She agrees with
that. I think what you're saying is you want to be in the county.
Right.
You're saying no.
Because so many of the things have to do with county transit, room tax, and all that stuff from the.
But it couldn't be zip code because, like Mary said, she's got the zip code.
Oh, yeah.
But that could be qualification number one. Because if we say South Deschutes County and we get people from Sun River down here.
I don't know that we're going to want to tie a zip code. You know, I mean, the zip codes could. If we
put
in here.
How about the greater Lapine area?
Zip codes could change. They could go to a 6-number zip code and then suddenly your charter's not legal.
Well, a greater Lapine area would include Lake and.
20 years from now,
they didn't have a zip code 100 years ago.
And this greater, I always think of the greater community, or the greater Lapine community, being the 97739 zip code.
Mm-hmm.
And the 22,000, or what is it? I'm not sure the number that the post office serves. No, I heard at one time a number of years ago it was 18,000.
I think we need a geographic description.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
And it would exclude any, well, if the geographic description were large enough, it would exclude any city, any resident of another city, I presume.
I mean, you could start quoting all, be careful, the whole charter is only 9 pages, so you don't, yeah. But yes, you mean you could, but it depends if you're going to go out 5 miles or 10 miles, there is no city.
Get the map out.
You have to get to 30 to get to Bend, so... You need to keep these fairly short and simple, and I think maybe a radius now, or you could...
I just threw 5 out there as a subject.
I mean, you could say 10, you could say 15, you could just say Deschutes County. You must live in Deschutes County.
Yeah.
And if the county boundaries change, that affects this, but that's fine, because you don't have to change this. It's whatever the county's boundaries are.
Are you more... For your comments, more pointed to Deschutes County or within 10 miles or something.
Well, I was kind of stuck on that 97739 thing.
What if we said State Rec Road to the Deschutes County line?
I didn't have a charter. I don't know how you want road names.
You can't do that.
Why couldn't they be... Greater Lapine City residents, even if they lived in Klamath County, are knowledgeable about.
We can't put Greater Lapine residents. That's not about.
Well, maybe
so,
not a rule, but I mean, in that.
So you're
going
to have to pick something that's.
But he's saying zip codes change all the time, and ours could change.
Yeah.
If we get 25,000, we might go to 97740 or something.
That's true. You can get divided in half.
Do you know how many other cities have counselors outside the boundaries?
None.
Zero. I'm still researching other states. It takes a while. Are any other cities our size or smaller?
What?
How big is the city of Damascus?
Oh, it's a little bit bigger.
but
what was your question?
Whether or not any other city in Oregon is our size.
Oh, there's tons smaller. They're all over the place.
Culver is
close. No, yeah, but there's towns in Fossil and Condon. They have 200 and 300 people. There's towns with 60 and 70. Antelope, you have to live in Antelope to be on it, 67 people. So, no, there's all kinds of towns that are...
That's the incorporated Antelope, right?
Yeah, we're talking incorporated.
What about outside?
Yeah, again, there is no city in Oregon. None.
No.
Incorporated city in Oregon that allows someone outside the, don't worry about all the people around, the city limits.
Yeah.
None. It doesn't matter if they're a city with 25 people or 50,000 people.
And
none.
They all did this.
Yeah. They all have a charter.
Yeah,
and not one charter allows it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Except the two ghost towns.
There are 242 cities.
That's going to be...
242 cities. And actually, most of them are.
We will be the small amount of 242.
We said we were unique.
I didn't refer to it in that way.
So you already decided, unless you're changing your mind, you're kind of split on that for now. So let's try to work. You're going to have, because people want to know, where do you want the person that's outside to live?
Do we have to decide on that?
But if you're going to go to a meeting, people are going to ask that.
Yeah, okay.
Do you have that map?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are they going to have seen
that? I thought I had it.
I mean, do we have to
put that out? Which is the key to enlarging the circle.
And they have to be a
this is
state resident, right?
I can read it.
Do we all agree that person would have to be a state resident?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. They have to be a resident within this where we're going to put them.
They have to have a driver's license.
When you say resident, it could be somebody who lives.
To narrow this down, I mean, you need to say certain amount of miles from the line,
but they have property there
for the state.
We're going to put full-time on there.
I have a whole list.
I think you're going to have a campus.
Yes, full-time residents.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
They have to be able to do the
But we do have to be careful about...
I mean, you know...
Yeah. Focusing our whole charter on this one item.
We may not, because we'll go to this meeting and the four of us are going to be shot. So it's good job.
Well, you're going to also face the issue of putting it to the voters.
Yes.
And the voters saying, I don't want anybody out there on the check count.
Well, we're going to find out ahead of time.
Taxes or well, tell me how to spend my cash.
So we can move along.
Yes.
We will probably put some geographic radius.
Yes.
Around
all. No, we're not done, you guys.
All right.
You can't just punt on all of that. People are going to. She supported it here, but she lives in Klamath County, and she may change her vote if they're out. I mean, I think you have to. You don't want to, but how do we go out to a public hearing without any direction on? You need to be able to say,
right,
we believe someone should be able to serve that lives outside the city limits of Pine.
Yes.
They must be a county resident. They must be here for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 2-year term. I mean, they are not eligible to be mayor. I mean, all of those things you need to work through here.
Okay, I think we need the voters for the non-residency to make their comments on that.
But in order for them to decide, they need to know. In other words, if you said that I can be a resident of the state of Oregon, that big, some people might say, mm-hmm, that's too big, I'm not going to support this. If you said they got to live in Deschutes County, they may say, So I mean, I think that's an element of knowing. Do I want? Can they be mayor?
No.
But you need to work through some of these.
So do we create another committee to make those?
No. You are the
chair.
I mean, I hear that as
no dessert tonight. You didn't get that.
Just about working through it. I don't know why it's set.
So do we need to agree on the parameters?
Yes.
This hypothetical situation.
Well, we haven't got one parameter yet, and we're tied on.
I like.
Well, but for the sake of this discussion, we're saying just pretend. I mean, I can easily argue another side of any issue. Just forget. Pretend like you all support. No, don't worry about that. But if we were going to have one outside,
mm-hmm,
how would you want it?
Full time resident.
What do you mean a full-time resident?
In Deschutes County.
Yeah,
no,
that's what
they mean. They have to be a elector. In other words, they have to be a qualified elector, which is true to run for any office.
Okay, so that's taken care of.
That's true to run for city council, run for county commissioner, qualified elector.
One of the parameters you wanted was Deschutes County.
Well, I'm rethinking that.
Okay.
I'm kind of going this way. If we just put a protractor down here and went around, how many miles out do you want to go?
Well, no. How many miles do you want to go? Let's start. Does somebody want more?
About seven.
I like seven.
Seven?
I like seven.
Well,
seven,
there's
seven.
A lot of people in Ponderosa Pines.
How many is out there?
That's about 8 miles out.
How about 10 or under?
I don't know. I haven't collected it that well.
Well, go quick. Take a trip.
No, in Ponderosa, if you went the map, if you went straight out, it's less than seven.
If you go from the boundary,
yeah,
it should be within that.
Are you sure about that? Close enough.
How about within a 10-mile radius of the city of La Pine?
Yeah, 10 is... that too far?
Where's the city?
I think it's too far.
Yeah, because then you're going to get in Klamath County.
You're going to get...
But that's what I was throwing out.
There's nothing down there, Pat.
Yeah.
So you say within a radius of La Pine, does that mean that it's a radius from the highway center? You can put the protractor down and it's from that.
I would say, you know what, because this has to flow with time, I would say whatever the boundaries of the city is,
yes,
you go out 10 miles. If the city goes out another half mile, it moves out another half mile.
Okay.
So what you do is, you're going to take that.
7 miles would get us out to Ponderosa.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're going to take that furthest point up there, you know, and you're going to go out from
7 miles.
That, no, 10 miles out that way, or 7 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know.
That might be too far.
Just think about the enormous process of figuring out if that person says, well, I'm within that 10-mile radius, whether he's really in that, or he or she is really in that.
Well, I mean, you're going to go to the furthest out thing and then go out 10 miles, and if they're going to plop their house down and see if it's there. I mean,
I'll do that when people run. No, I'm kidding.
So,
10-mile radius?
10,
7, 5, what do you...
This is for here.
How about
you know, just yes, to have
her here. Let's split in the middle between 5 and 10, say
okay.
7.
Okay. Between 5 and 10 miles?
7. Well, so the boundaries, so that's quite a ways out, because it's probably a lot more than
if you're going the boundary,
you're going to get.
Does she or he have to be a resident of Deschutes County?
No, we threw that out.
You threw it out?
No, because no. Plymouth County
I'm
has
going with the seven miles. And, if
and no, no county... No county qualifications.
Right, because we want Mary to
be. Okay, so we scratched the resident of Deschutes County.
So we're saying you're saying 7 miles from the incorporated boundaries.
Right.
Whatever that comes out.
Yep. Period.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what we'll do for the meeting, I think, we'll just go to the center of the city and then have a circle drawn. So, yeah.
So draw it around this building.
So that people, I mean, we'll go to the center of the city and do it. So people get an idea.
So take out Deschutes County and 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yes. If I put a little input into that, sir, as an outsider looking in, I think originally what you said earlier as far as the business, as the city grows, that should grow.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, I'm just saying for our demonstration, yeah. You know, we'll take the city and to show people. You have to show them about where 7 miles is. It could change as the city grows. Every 10 years, the city may go out.
Well, exactly. As the city grows, it probably will go back to residents.
It's grown hugely.
Yep.
Right.
If the city grows, we could probably.
You're saying that the community has grown hugely.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, right. It'll still go. You're saying if the city grows, the boundaries of the city grow, it'll still be 7 miles from those boundaries, correct?
Mm-hmm. Until the charters change.
Yeah. Until the charters change.
Okay. 2 to 4 years for the non-resident.
I wanted to make a suggestion. I don't want to interfere with your vote, though.
Go ahead. No.
My suggestion is, like Linda had said, maybe make one of the stipulations that the people actually work in the city limits, though. Because she had said there was a lot of people in the clinic that would be very valuable and in mid-state, mm-hmm. and that would help you with your narrowing down process.
Good point.
Mm-hmm. I live outside the community, but I own one of the larger pieces of property here.
Do you work here?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I own the property.
Do you work
here? Yes, sir, I do. I own the boat shop.
When you say work in the city, are you saying own a business?
Let's say employee.
As an employee.
I would say as an employee. I think that was what Linda was trying to hit on. I'm just kind of further in Linda's comment.
So work for a business. Work for or own a business that's in the incorporated.
There you go.
Yes.
Are you getting all that?
Yeah.
Is there anybody?
People own property. People
is there anybody? Does anybody not agree with that being added?
Did you say own a business or work?
Mm-hmm. Both. Okay. Either.
Be employed or owner.
Let's add that.
Well, that shows.
Again, this is what if.
You know.
Okay, the non-resident. The residents are 4 years.
I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Sorry to interrupt you, but this is important. Couldn't that be considered discriminatory if a disabled person wanted to run? Because you're biased against them because they don't work? I'm asking on...
Yeah.
That's
a good question.
Yeah.
I'm just asking because...
If they can't work.
And they're protected under ADA as a disabled person. But I'm just asking, could that ever be considered discriminatory?
Yes.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, I mean, well, you raise a good point. You could be retired.
Yeah.
Yeah, retired. Mm-hmm. Somebody might be retired.
Yeah.
That's discrimination.
I guess the point is,
yeah.
Do we want to limit to people who work here? We said if you're within 7 miles, we want your input. But we also want you to work here.
But that's why I'm just asking if it's discriminatory.
We will get a lawsuit if somebody...
Yes, yes, we will.
We might think then about, you know, we've listened to the idea. It raises a great deal of issues by saying this person has to work here.
Yeah.
But we could drop the work here and say they have to own a business here. However... Then you, well, I'm going to stop right here because it's going to come up in a minute about what he about the business. You know, is there five partners and which one of you are the ones?
Yeah, that's what we talked about. But LLC owns the business or a corporation.
Well, I thought we said that you owned, you were in business here or employed here.
The problem is
what either or.
What
if they're retired and what if
they're disabled?
And you're discriminating against them, and you don't think somebody's not going to do a lawsuit?
Yeah, they will. People go out there and just look at us.
Yes, they do.
For the purpose of a
can we strike that limitation?
I think there's a lot of retired people, and if
we come back and it's all residency, doesn't matter. If it isn't all residency, we can revisit it.
Yeah, okay.
Because we're not putting things down for sure. We're just saying what we could say.
Right.
So everything can change when we come back.
And it probably will.
excuse me, I think you
have... Sorry, I do. I used to live outside of the city, outside of the county. One of the reasons why I wanted to move into the city was so that I would have a vested voting interest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want someone outside of the city saying where my money goes.
When it comes election time or a ballot time to do this, there's going to be a lot of people say that. When they go to run on the charter, there's going to be a lot of people out there saying that, hey, I don't want outsiders telling me how I'm going to spend my money.
That's
or how that they my tax money is going to be spent. So,
yes.
So then I guess I have a question on that, being that I'm a property owner, but I don't live here. Does that mean that I'm an outsider?
You have no vote.
Well, wait a minute. We get back to this. We get back to this thing that we talked about earlier. There are going to be a half a dozen committees that the council will call on to make city policy, and those people on those committees have members from outside the community. And that's a valuable asset the council will be able to draw on, and it uncomplicates everything. But
and again, there is no other city in the state of Oregon that allows that.
No city. I own property here. I pay taxes on. I should be able to vote.
I own property and I can't vote. And I
just voting.
That doesn't have anything to do with being a city council.
Being able to vote.
No.
They're not as well.
She's
got to say that.
She's impatient.
I understand the business owners here pay 47% of the taxes for the Pine. The business owners with their services bring the residents in, because if we didn't have businesses, who would want to live in the Pine? Not only do they bring residents, like I'm a real estate broker, I bring somebody to buy a house, they're going to sign up with Mid-State, they're going to do all the utilities, they're going to buy gas here, they're going to visit the local merchants. So actually, just because you're a non-resident, you still bring people in, and the tax revenue does come to the city.
Of that 47%, how many of them own businesses and live in the city?
Well, I'm talking strictly about just business owners that are non-residents, 47% add to the tax base.
Are you sure they're all non-resident?
Right.
I can double check, but that's what I've been told. So
I heard that number too.
Yeah, because I, you know, as a real estate broker, we sell a pie. I've been selling a pie in my business since 2007, because I want people to come here.
Can I make one comment for Paul? Paul, I know exactly what you're talking about. I mean, you're paying all those taxes, and you feel like you don't get the vote. Exactly. But I could say it this way too for you. You could be on the Planning Commission, mm-hmm, or the Public Works Commission,
the Utilities
Commission. One of those committees that is important to you. You would get the vote. And the whole subject would have been farmed out to that committee for those members to decide how we should do this in this city, and then that comes to the council, and the council takes the recommendations. I don't see many things that committees have brought to the council table that get
really just, oh no, we're not going to do that. The council has to depend on these committees because they cannot do it any other way. They can't, they don't, there's not enough time in the day for the council to go out and do all of this stuff. It'll be the individuals from outside the city and inside the city that sit on those council or those commissions or committees bringing this information. So in effect, it is a way for the members to vote, that or for members of the greater community to vote.
Like those of us here that aren't residents.
Well, we're right. You're on this committee and you're helping make this. You're going to bring this to the voters.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, we're not making any decisions here about changing any votes here. Do we, is there anything else we need to do to prepare ourselves? Do we need to do two or four years? I'm going to say two years. And one of the members, one, where I'm at, where I think you are, so you can yell at me if I'm wrong here, one member of the five cannot run for mayor. I vote one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just assuming if you're disagreeing with what I'm saying, then speak up.
You're just restating.
Okay. Restating. One member, 10 miles, or seven miles out from the boundary. Doesn't matter if they're in Klamath, wherever that comes to.
2 years.
2 year term.
One more thing, that person gets, anybody that is a resident could run for that slot also?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that?
You know, it's not set aside just for.
It should say may.
Oh, I thought.
Yeah. In other words, what we say is, say it's position five.
I thought position five was
non-resident.
We're talking about writing up these hypothetical things.
No, I thought that's what we had talked
about.
You could have it to where it's. Yeah, under position five, it's going to say in the charter, position five, you must live within 10 miles of the city. I don't know how you would exclude a city resident.
Right.
In other words, to run for position five, you're eligible if you live within 10 miles. But if the voters, you may have three people inside the city run and one out. Mm-hmm. You get four people running for it, and the city person could win.
Mm-hmm.
But it allows the outsider to run.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is that?
I think that's better.
I like that a lot.
It doesn't forbid the city resident.
That's good.
I agree.
Okay, I totally agree with that.
Okay.
We're getting closer.
So, we're not worried about ownership of property. They can rent.
No.
It doesn't matter. If they're within 7 miles, it's residency. Do I live there? It doesn't matter if you own an apartment or what you do.
But the other counselors are 4 years, and this one position's going to be done every two?
Well, that's what I think.
That's what
said.
We talked about.
Well, how did they get a resident in there?
That position is 2 years.
That's just like a mayor's position.
So
they're being discriminated against.
Okay. Do we need to put any other qualifications on this what if situation?
What I'll do is email if I have it, you know, like as I'm kind of putting it together, if there's some other things that come up with to check with you.
And this is, we'll say, this is what the qualifications could be.
Yeah.
Instead of will.
In other words, this is the, if you do this, this is what you're thinking. And then you'll come back together after that meeting and kind of work it out, A, whether you're going to do it or not. Mm-hmm. And then if you are, you'll come to some consensus on.
But we're not going to make just open decisions at that meeting.
No.
Gather information and
gathering.
As a matter of fact, the next item on our agenda
is
a selection of public hearing date.
Thank you for your input.
She would have a count. We need to do it after the election of November 2nd, sometime in November. We want to probably, I just can have it down at
the calendar
in
front
of you.
Yeah. Don't do it in here. Let's go somewhere else.
Well, our next meeting was scheduled for November
9th. We could do it at the senior center. We could do it right out at the Parks building.
Is November 9th too early? Wasn't it the 6th of November?
The 9th at 6 p.m.
It was. Our next meeting was tentatively scheduled for November 9th.
The 9th is fine with me.
At 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Is that a good night for a public hearing? Do we know?
Are we ready for a public hearing on our charter already?
This is to get your input. That's what you're doing. This is taking it out of
the charter.
We have covered all items but one. I mean, we've agreed to all items but one.
Really?
Right.
Yeah, this, I mean, this whole thing with the outside.
Oh, we are good. Which one do we have to do still?
The outside resident.
Oh, okay, well, I thought we had something else. Oh, this one. What do we agree
on? So on the 9th, we have that as called a public hearing. The public can come comment. We'll go through a presentation of the charter, of the things that we've got, and then we'll have a thing on that whole discussion. And then people, some people may say they want 7 councilmen. They can talk about anything they want. And then you'll kind of let people come up with a microphone and take comments.
Yeah, microphone. Yeah.
Are we going to be prepared with a chart? And
yeah, we'll do a PowerPoint and stuff.
And then how will we do it?
Senior Center? The staff will get that all.
Yeah, administrative, the senior center, wherever.
Yeah. And we're going to be ready to go somewhere, 6 o'clock.
When they're running me out of town? I just got run in.
I'll be there.
Okay, November 9th, 6 o'clock.
We'll come up with a location. Because,
okay,
you know, they could be rented, they could be used.
Public comments, I think we've had those throughout. Is there any more?
Yeah, that was just kind of like a little, you know, preview of what's going to happen.
Going back to your number 12 quorum, where it says the majority of the council members go business, but a smaller number may meet and compel.
Yeah.
Look at the word compel. Compel means force.
Yes.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
So a smaller number, does that mean one or two could make 2 others?
Yes.
Because it just says a smaller number. So
well,
that
3 is a quorum, so
right.
2 is smaller than a quorum. If the whole idea of compelling is to get a quorum. Mm-hmm.
She wasn't here when we voted.
You missed all that.
You missed it.
But when it says a smaller number, don't you want to put 2 in there?
It could be 1, it could be 2.
Right. So one person
could compel.
For
that
meeting.
Yes. It's allowing the city council to compel.
So I'm thinking of it not at a council meeting that you only had. I'm thinking if there's 1 or 2 that wanted to compel the others to provide a quorum to meet. So this is just considered when you're at the council meeting.
And people won't come because it's a hot topic.
Language in every
quorum. Yeah, well, I think your quorum and you stay at 5 would be 3.
Yes, that's right.
Unless you go to 7.
Okay, any other public?
I was just wondering if anyone here thinks that a resident of, oh, let's pick on China. Does anyone here think that a resident of China who owns property and businesses in the United States should have a seat on our Senate?
Yeah, I think, like Rick said, there are qualifications that allow you to run for office outside the charter. And we would have
that you're going to put down as a qualified elector, and then there's definitions of that. It is
U.S. citizen.
It'll be U.S. citizen.
And then we would have to go along with what those were anyway.
Right. What I'm doing is I'm trying to put you maybe in the frame of mind of what the voters might be thinking, right? You know, just because someone owns a business and property within
and lives here full time
jurisdiction,
and we eliminated that from the criteria.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right now they're not saying anything about ownership of property.
Really,
you just move within 7 miles. It doesn't matter if you rent.
Yeah.
You could be the relative who's moved in with grandpa.
Right.
We didn't cover how long they would have had to live.
A year.
A year is the base.
Okay. And that's all they're a resident.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, one last comment. South Canney, I know I talked a little bit, Rick, you're saying it's not a boundary, but I believe that needs to be looked at because the ordinance that they passed is with South County, and that's really just South Deschutes County, and I think that should be looked at if it's a boundary. I'm not sure. I'd have to go research it, but we know
they've
that
already
South
said
County
7 miles.
Yeah, we said for the purpose of this exercise, 7 miles.
We'll
research everything.
Pretty close.
Can I ask one thing? Mm-hmm. Paul, the minutes didn't get your last name.
Dinger, D-I-N-G-E-R.
Okay, Dinger.
Okay. Are we through?
My comment is that even though I made the suggestion that a person should work in city limits, I want to make sure that it's clear that I am a non-resident working in city limits, and I do not believe that people outside the city limits should be on the council. That's all.
Thank you. One last public comment. We don't have any other.
Do you got any comment, Barb?
I have a suggestion.
There were no other matters. No. So I...
Well, very good. Thank you.
We adjourn.
And
we stand adjourned.
It's a good...